This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishneh Emunah Kelim,
Perek Yud Zayin, Mishneh Tes. We'll do Mishneh Tes and Mishneh Yud. Okay, Amo Sha'amru. Amo, as we know, is a measurement of length. It refers to the length of a person's arm from the tip of his middle finger to his elbow. Am is relevant to Shabbos, Erevin, Sukkah, Klayim, and many other places. Then Shabbos can't walk for Amos, can't tadla chifetz for Amos, which is for Abin. I have tchum for Amos. Fine. If tchumin, can't grab 2,000 Amos. Sukkah, 20 Amos. Klayim, 7. Which is 6 tvachim, which is the equivalent of 24 fingers. So an amabin is 6 tvachim. Each tefach is 4 fingers. Kamtais, amabin is 24 fingers. What type of fingers? Sounds like thumbs. Why is it Beinus? Because there's a smaller Amma, a 5 Tefach Amma. We'll talk about the next Mishnah. There's a bigger Amma we'll talk about later in this Mishnah. Fine. Shtei Amos Hayu B'Shushan Abiro. Says the Mishnah, Vayter, there are 2 Amos that existed in Shushan Abiro. Achas Alker Mizrach Sfeinus, one in the northeastern corner. Achas Alker Mizrach Sremus, one in the southeast. So, different parts of the east. So, they had 2 sticks in the base of Megdosh, each one more than 6 tefachim. One a little bit longer than the other. We use these to measure. Both sticks are in a room called Shushan Abira. And to ensure they don't get mixed up, different lengths, we put them in 2 different corners of the room. This room, referred to as Shushan Abira, was built on top of the eastern gate of the Azara. Because in that wall, top of the eastern gate, there was a picture, a depiction of Shushan Abira. Some say he did that in order to intimidate Klal Yisrael, they shouldn't rebel against him. So it seems like there was a room behind that. There was a room that was built on top of that shard, it says. Shal Keren Mizrach Tzvainis Hoyse Yisera Al Shal Maisha Chatzi Etzpa. The one in northeast was more than Moshe Rabbeinu's half a finger. Moshe Rabbeinu's was the arm of 6 tefachim they built the Mishkan with. This one was an extra half a finger. This one be 24 and a half its place. Usually 24 its place, it's going to be 24.5 its place. Shal Kerem Mizrach Zremis Nimsis Yisera Al Shal Meisha Etzba. One second, let me skip here. Kerem Mizrach Zremis Northeast was a Chatz Etzba. Mizrach Sremis, southeast, Yisera Aleo, Chatzi Etzba. More than that, another half an etzba. So it's 25 fingers. Nimsa, that one's so Moshe Moshe, it was more than Moshe Rabbeinu's etzba and entire fingers, 25 fingers. When we say Gedolah, we mean those two larger ones. So what do we need these larger ones for? Smaller ones. Sha'umnin noitlin baktano umachzirin b'gdoilo k'dishlo b'demilo. Craftsman, he would hire somebody. Base built 20 amos of gold. I pay for each amos $1,000. Okay. Mice, when he built it, he would use the larger amma. Okay, and he was giving the hektish more than they were paying for. They're really getting paid a little less than what that was arranged, because they did more work, and they didn't get paid more for that. Why were the two of them? The smaller one was for the silver and goldsmiths. Very expensive. The larger one was for stones. That was just an extra etzba. There was another etzba on top of that. Kedish lovo de me'ilo shouldn't come to me'ilo. Shouldn't be none from Hektish. We don't want the Chas Hashem. They should do for Hektish less than they committed to do. And they got paid extra. Took money from Hektish like it did. And Moil by Hektish. See, it wouldn't really be Hektish. Milam Amish. Because Lamaisa, Hektish gives it to its Kuzal Hulin. The Ebed. At least they say immediately here's the Lashon Moshe. It's a bar Lashon. Okay. Mishnah Yud. Meir Rahim, Kol Amos Ayubainis. All Amos in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kli HaMikdash, Rabbeinu 6 Tvachim. Hotsmi Mizbeach Hazov, except for the Mizbeach of the Golden Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Akeren, and the corner of Asayviv, Yisoid, in the base. Wintermeyer. All the Amos, the Beis HaMikdash and the Kelim, were always being a sixth Fachim, except from Mizbech HaZov, and Keren Seiv and Yishayde. Those were smaller, the five Fachim. Fine. Now they explain. It's the goyve of this, the height of this side, the indentation of the side. But the side and the pleat of this side and the goyve of the side that was regular. The chronos were amos ktanos, both directions. These were five tefach amos. So you have how many things? Mizbech, Hazov, every direction. The grave of the side of the pluta, the grave of the aside, the pluta of the saiviv. Hudaimer Amas Habinyan Shisha Tvachim Shal Kelim Chamisha. Huda says the entire structure was six, but Kelim is five.
The Rida says six. That's also from the Zbeach Ha'ila, except for the things that we mentioned before. All the Kalim, though, he holds the Zbeach HaZov, the Aron, the Shulchan. Those are five. The origin of the Meir. Meir says only the Mizbeach Hazal. He disagrees with him. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.